So why do you think there are fewer males in social work now than there used to be?
When I came into social work and the teams I was in, there tended to be quite a lot of males. I think over the years it's gradually reduced in terms of having female clients and so forth. I think people are much more anxious these days about males working with females or males working with children. Whereas in the past, you know, in the 70s, nobody was particularly bothered about it at all. But people's attitudes have changed. I think people are a bit more guarded and wary, and I think that has the potential to corrupt relationships because there's a kind of undertow of distrust. Yes, if there are fewer males in social work, then something is going to be missing. I think once upon a time, when social workers were more militant, there were more males in social work. A lot of them were Trotskyites when I was in Gloucester, and they were very politically active. And I think when there are more women in an organisation, often that kind of militancy goes straight out the window. I don't know whether women are actually less likely to protest than men. I'm not quite sure.
A large proportion of men who enter social work quickly rise to management. Does the gender of the management make a difference to the ethos of the team?
I don't know, because I've never really plowed my way into management. But I would say that I don't think that some of the women are any better than the men. I think that some of them are downright monstrous. I'm not convinced that women in management make a difference in terms of humanising it and making it more person-friendly.
Social work can be very emotionally draining. Do male and female social workers deal with it differently?
Well, it's interesting you were talking about people not talking about the work impacting on themselves as human beings. That sort of thing does need to be discussed, because then male and female staff would understand each other a lot more. You know, we expect our clients to tell us an awful lot. You know, they put their lives in our hands to a degree, especially in things like mental health. And, you know, I think we owe it to them to be very aware of ourselves. And, you know, if you can share things with colleagues, so much the better. On the whole, there's no opportunity to talk about that in a staff group or supervision. It's usually done between people who trust each other. I'm not sure that men do that with men. I suspect males do it with females and females do it with females, but I suspect men don't talk to one another about these things because they're all so tough.